Have you ever wondered why there is an extra hook and a hanger? It's for your belt. There are so many things we see every day and we may not know their true purpose. Like, why is it there in the first place? A lot of times, we just ignore the loop on the back of a shirt or the dots on the side of a windshield. But don't worry, you don't have to know everything. We are going to uncover the mysteries of the extra little unknown items on things we use every day. And for some extra fun, find our mascot Ned hiding throughout the video. Surprising origins of sunglasses. Did you know sunglasses were not invented for the sun? As the name indicates, sunglasses are to be worn in sunny areas to protect the eyes from the solar rays. And you are wrong. Dark glasses were invented in the Arctic in order to protect their eyes from the snow. Later, they became very important in the court of law in 12th century China, where judges will wear them to hide their emotions while judging cases. Hat whiskers. Whiskers allow cats to gauge if they will be able to fit through a space. And have you ever wondered what those funny balls on the top of beanies or snow hats are for? In the past, those pompons had a real purpose. In the 18th century, French mariners used them as an early warning system to tell them if they were about to hit their heads on the low ceilings of most naval ships. And if they did hit their heads, it acted as a cushion. Another important purpose was to distinguish what branches each military soldier was in. Golf ball dimples, the happy accident. Golf balls, what if the broken version was better? The swiftness in which a golfer hits the ball is incredible. Better yet, the accuracy of the hit. It's almost like magic. Looking at a golf ball up close, it looks like a mistake that spread since golf balls originally had a smooth surface. By trial and error, golfers noticed that the best golf balls were the older ones that were scuffed and even cracked. This was not a lucrative business for golf ball makers, so they came up with a perfect solution: artificially aged golf balls. Eventually, they added the dimples for accuracy and consistency. Toothpaste squares. The secret to decoding toothpaste squares? The squares have created a lot of curiosity. The color marks, according to some, have different meanings. Black marks mean the content is purely chemical-based. The red means a mixture of chemical and natural ingredients, while blue, natural ingredients and some medicine in it. Finally, green. That means it's all natural. Although this sounds like a believable piece of information, the entire thing is not true. The color mark is just an indicator for the machine to know where to cut, fold, or seal. If you truly want to know if a product is natural or chemical, well, read the ingredients. Shirt loop cheat sheets. What's up with the tiny loop on a shirt? At a man's store, you will find all kinds of shirts. Many fabrics and styles can be chosen from. But have you ever noticed that many manufacturers have similar designs on the back of the shirts? The tiny loop on the back of the shirts is not a decoration, but a way to hang them up without wrinkling them. This fantastic little trick is perfect if you run out of hangers and don't want your shirt to be all wrinkled up before wearing it. But this is not limited to men. Inside many shirts, you will find the loop too. If you do not have one, a trick you can use is to use the tag. It will save you from ironing and it will save you space. Nail cuticles, the hygiene nightmare. Mani pedis feel so good. Even men are starting to appreciate the pampering. The hands and feet feel refreshed and ready to take on life. But will you stop getting your beauty routine if it could save your life? The hard layer of the skin around your nails is called the cuticle, and if you don't take good care of your nails, you will have the cuticles covering the sides of them. They may even seem as pesky, and you may even think it's important to remove them in order to make your nails look flawless. But you do not want to do that. cuticles protect the nails from infection, and if removed, you expose your nails to harmful fungus and bacteria. What's the backpack diamond for? If you ever seen backpackers traveling the world, you may have seen the flags sewn on their backpacks. They represent all the countries they have been to. But what is that little diamond for that comes with most of the backpacks? Nowadays, it looks like a fun, useless decoration, but there is an actual purpose. They are called lash tabs, or more whimsically known as pig snouts. The intended purpose is to allow for more places to hold extra gear with cords that are strung through the opening. Now you know where you can hang more stuff for your next adventure. No writing outside the box. It's funny how many things we have today that seem useless, but they originated for a very good reason. Can you ever imagine storing something and having to factor in protection from vermin as part of your storage strategy? Paper has been around for a long time, and so have rats. And apparently, rats like to nibble on paper to make their nests. And have you ever wondered why there are red margins alongside the notebook pages? Perhaps it was a decorative way to make students write more neatly, but the reason is more sinister. It was a reaction to missing paper taken by the rats. As a result, people started leaving a danger zone or margin of error in the outer frame, just in case. Fortunately, this doesn't happen anymore, but yet, the margins still continue making its presence known. A fun tip! Leave the first couple of pages of your notebook empty, and when you finish the notebook, create an index on those blank pages. How expensive is your wine? Would you buy an expensive wine only because of its bottle? Dimples on wine was thought to be a measure of quality. The bigger the dimple or punt, the better the quality of the wine. Since it takes more glass to make those dimples, the price of the wine was driven up. But the reason for the dimple or punt is largely historical. This is based on German technology where Riesling wine originated from. It's believed that the dimple is there to help wine chill faster. Also, the dimple makes the bottle easier to hold and pour out than the flat ones. In addition, the punt makes the bottle more resistant to high pressure. Matching erasers to paper size. Why do handheld erasers have two colors? Erasers are fantastic to erase your math problems away. But why is there a color variation and even texture variation between the two colors? The answer is so surprisingly obvious once you hear it. Erasing marks can be very painful, especially if you don't have thick paper. It tears easily, but that's the beauty here. The double side of the eraser is to erase pencil marks on thicker papers. Use the pink side as a finishing touch if you smudge. That pink side is for very easy to tear paper and to be very precise when erasing something. Disappointingly, neither side is for pen ink. The secret blanket hiding on plain sight. Have you ever sat on your jacket at the park? Now imagine if you could instantly turn it into a full-size blanket. Centuries ago, military coats had a small piece of cloth or leather that was buttoned up in the back of the jackets. This was not for style, just like you see in modern coats nowadays. There was a survival reason for this. Military-grade coats had the double use of being very wide and had the half belt attached, holding the extra fabric together. And at night, it could be unbuttoned and the extra fabric will provide the blanket-like warmth needed to have a restful night. It's like carrying a hybrid between a jacket and a blanket. Windshield dots, friend or foe? While driving, it's so nice to have the top of your windshield be darker. Is it to protect your eyes from the solar glare while you drive? Its function is far more complex than that. The fret band, and dots running across the edges of your windshield are part of a ceramic paint layer that protects the urethane sealant that holds the glass. Its purpose is to protect it from the harmful ultraviolet rays. As an added bonus, it helps making the glass look cleaner by concealing the dirt that gathers between car washes. The dots, though, are a great transition from the dark edges to the transparent glass. Cool, huh? No more interference. Almost every room in our homes have multiple electronics in it. The more electronics, the more interference. To illustrate, in the past, listening to music and talking on our cordless phone, suddenly, your conversation is interrupted by static as you got near the speakers of your boombox. But how to fix the problem? Computer manufacturers came up with a clever solution: cable covers with ferrite cores. Ferrite cores suppress the noise emanating from electronic equipment through cords or cables. So the ferrite core is working hard to reduce interference from them. Now, this is done to comply with regulatory requirements that specify how much interference a device is permitted to emit. Ferrite cores can also be deployed to reduce the electrical interference to a cable, especially if it's carrying data. Well, in the kitchen, your blender, electronic can opener, those in particular, are terrible sources of such interference. But in your office or living room, the ferrite core on data cables enhance the quality of your data stream so you can download this video on your TV and enjoy it on a larger screen. Thank you for watching this video. Remember to subscribe and comment on the things you now know what they're for. And until next time, remember to click the bell icon after you subscribe so you can get instant notifications of all of our new videos.